9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
The Thursday Newsmakers brought to you by MRSK Buildings, constructing all kinds of buildings, from shops and garages to equipment storage, livestock facilities, and barn homes. MRSK Buildings, where their business is your building. Call Jeff Hodges at 620-340-7732.
If you've been thinking about adding a building to your property, let MRSK Buildings help you every step of the way. MRSK Buildings is your stud frame and post frame building headquarters. At MRSK Buildings, they construct all types of buildings, from shops and garages to equipment storage, livestock facilities, and barn homes. At MRSK Buildings, their business is your building. Call Jeff Hodges at 340-7732 or visit 2604 West Highway 50 across from Blue Stem.
KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we are happy that you're with us on this Thursday morning, the 19th of January. 32 degrees on our way to a high today of 40. And we are very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning via the KVOE Sutherland studio line by Lyon County Emergency Management Director Jared Fell. Jared, good morning. How are you?
Good. Good morning. How are you guys?
We are doing all right here today. Jared, I wanted to ask you here as we get started, because, you know, we look at, or the state really looks at March and April as the official burn season, but really in years past, and I want to go back better than a decade, we have seen this really late January period starting to open up the grass fire process. And that's why we wanted to talk about online burn permits, because we kind of figured that we'd start seeing some here fairly soon. From your perspective here, how important is this now push to online over the last couple of years?
I think it's very important. It reduces the impact in the communication center, and it reduces the hold time for residents that are calling in to burn. So I think it's a win-win for both. But I think it's important to know that you can also call in. There's people that are more comfortable using the online process, and then there's people that would rather call in still, and you can still call in to the 620-343-4225 number. The Communication Center staff will go ahead and fill out the survey, the same survey that you would fill out online. But, yeah, I think it's important for the community as a whole that online process is available.
So how do the Lyon County burn guidelines work, Jared? Who needs to get a permit in?
So anytime you're doing open burning in the county, particularly we're talking about brush piles, maybe crop stubble or grass, you go online and you go through the survey process, and you'll say you'll indicate what you're burning in that process, and then it'll email you a link so that when you complete your burn, you can go in and you can just click the email and it'll extinguish that. So when you fill out the survey, it populates it on a map and gives us all of your contact information in case it gets reported or in case you end up needing assistance because it becomes out of control. And then when you extinguish it, it tells us that fire is no longer active in Lyon County. So you need to know that if you're going to start a fire and then conduct open burning, that you need to have the tools to put that fire out to keep the fire under control. That is the responsibility of the person that sets the fire.
Understood. Jared, do you need a burn permit every time that you burn? Say if you've got, I've got 500 acres and I want to burn a quarter of it here for, say, next Thursday. I want to burn a quarter of it in February and I want to burn the rest of it, say, in March. Do you need separate burn permits each and every time you go? Or at least you would jump back in?
Yeah, you'd go online for every location you're going to burn or every a change in location. And a change in the day, you would go online and fill the survey out. So if you were to burn 160 acres in Southern Lyon County tomorrow, you would go online and you'd fill that out. And then the next day, if you were going to Northern Lyon County, for instance, to burn another section or a quarter section, you would go online and fill it out then too.
So has the online burning application process been working, Jared?
Yeah. From feedback that I received from Roxanne Van Gundy at the Emergency Communication Center, it's been helpful. It's reduced the call volume during those heavy call load and heavy call load for responder times. So dispatch is extremely busy those times of the year. And I think it's worked for the community. I think it's still a learning process. We still want people to recognize that a red flag warning means you can't burn. It's illegal to burn in Lytton County. So you won't be able to fill that survey out. And if you call dispatch to report that burn, they will tell you that it's a red flag warning and it's illegal to burn.
So has this been helpful to the fire departments here in the area too, Jared?
Yeah. Yeah, so the online process allows us so that they can see, they can log in and see where those burns are within our communities. They have access to a map now and a login that populates based off the survey data, and they can see where those burns are within their own jurisdictions. So it's nice to know how much of the property that you're responsible for within your jurisdictions is burning. Or needs to still be burnt.
Jared, has there still, this is relatively new to the picture, although it sounds like it got utilized quite a bit last year. Is there still a little bit of confusion here about what's needed with the burn permits, either online or through the phone? Because this is really a process that now has been in place for close to a decade in general when it comes to burn permits.
Yeah, I think most people that own property or that are residents understand the process. The new online process may still take a little while to educate everyone, but it's very easy. You go to LyonCounty911.org, and if you click on the services, you'll see Lyon County Online Burn. It just gives you the opportunity to fill it out. You don't need to be put on hold or wait for maybe those times of the year when it's really, really busy. People would sometimes be on hold for a little while. It would prevent having to do that.
I also have to ask, Jared, you mentioned here how busy it gets. We don't have Emergency Communications Director Roxanne Van Gundy with us on this morning, but from your perspective, just kind of give us a sense of how busy it gets when you have all of these different, phone calls, at least under the original setup. How busy the office wound up getting to handle all of those different phone calls coming in and then having to deal with the emergency calls and the emergency traffic, including sometimes really high-end emergency stuff on top of all of that.
Yeah, sure. So, those people that are wanting to burn and manage their properties, they're competing with Mother Nature. So when they have an opportunity and the wind's right, the conditions are right, they're going to burn. For most of the people in our community, that's going to be the same day a lot of times. So we have you could have hundreds of burns going on the same time. And then of those hundreds of burns, you have several that get out of control just due to either a wind shift that is completely beyond their control or maybe a lack of having the resources necessary to keep the fire under control. So then you start having departments that are out, and all the radio traffic that comes from those departments. Each department has several first responders. So the communication center, you get all of those fire districts out at the same time fighting fires in their jurisdictions, plus all these people calling fires in. It can get very chaotic in the communication center. A lot of radio traffic, a lot of phone calls, and the priority isn't going to be the phone call coming in that they want to burn. It's going to be the responders that are trying to put the fires out.
Lyon County online burn permits. It is easy and, as you just heard from Jared Fell, effective. Jared, we appreciate your time. Have a good day.
You too. Thank you, guys.
Thanks for joining us. Yeah, Lyon County Emergency Management Director Jared Fell on our primetime newsmaker this morning.
All right, and if you'd like to be part of the newsmakers next week, we will be filling in several pretty quickly here this morning, so give us a call if you'd like to be on the schedule at 620-342-1400. Tomorrow we have Kansas Free for Arts Director Hank Osterhout joining us as we update and preview the Kansas Free for Arts Winter Concert Series, which begins later in the day.
And we'll need to get Ted Vanocker in here maybe to kick off our Monday newsmaker here.
Yep.
The Lyon County League Basketball Tournament tips off on Monday, White Auditorium. Our newsmaker this morning, a service of MRSK Buildings, where their business is your building. Call Jeff Hodges today, 620-340-7732. Jeff Hodges, MRSK Buildings, 340-7732. It is 7:32, 32 degrees with a wind chill of 20. Stay tuned. We'll check the weather next.
Capital Federal will always be here for you, so you can be you. For that quick check of your money market balance on the True